So we were learning the Midah of Yashuv Yerachameinu last night. Yashuv Yerachameinu, which really is a little bit of an interesting Midah. You already gave us Rachmanas. You already accepted our tshuva. He did all these things to look beyond our Aveiros. He accepted our tshuva, number 7. And all of a sudden, after the tshuva, Yashuv Yerachameinu. What is this Yashuv Yerachameinu? He's going to give us Racham again? Now what? What's left? Here he was Moichalas. Here he looked the other way. He supports us during the Aveira. He supports us during the Tshuva. What's left? So Talmud Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something amazing. And I gave the mashal last night that imagine you have someone that did some sort of, you know, he messed up in his work. He made some sort of error that was a pretty bad, pretty big deal. And you have to get rid of him. You have to fire him. So eventually, you know, you see he did tshuva. He worked on himself. He worked on mistakes. He understands what he did wrong. So there's 3 things you could do. You go back and say, okay, look, I hear your mistake. I see you're trying to do better. And you know what? I have no tainas on you anymore. I understand people make mistakes. And that's it. I have no tainas on you. That's fine. So that's one thing you could do. The other thing you could do, and I'll even recommend you to someone else. You know, if you could put me on your resume, I'll be a reference for you, no problem. The next thing you could do is you say, you know what? I'll hire you back. Wow. Hire you back. Okay. You know what this guy does? I see that your tshuva was so real. You really learned your lesson. I see the way you're behaving. I see you don't have the same trait anymore. I see you've gone down to the root of the problem and you fixed it. I'm actually not just hiring you. I'm hiring you to be a manager. I'm giving you a promotion. I'm bringing you up in the company. So what's that all about? So that's an extra rachmanos after the tshuva. Hashem accepts us, not just he looks away and not just he lets us go back to where we were. Hashem brings us back up on a higher level than we were when we left in the first place. And this is the midah that we said. This is why tshuva was created with a hay. Tshuva was created with a hay means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the tshuva as bechira. And the whole world is wide open. You can do chet. Anywhere you look, there's chet. There's opportunity to sin. You could fall out of the bottom. Is up to determine tzvayr. However, you could always come back in. So the Gemara asks the kasha, so it could be a ches. Why did it have to be created with a hay? Let it come back in. The Gemara says, lem istayim milsa. It's impossible to come back in the way you left. The way, and he's explaining, why is it that the Baal Tshuva gets a promotion? Why is it that the Baal Tshuva ends up on a higher level than even the regular person? And he says that the reason for that is because when the Baal Tshuva has to work on something, he's got to dig deep. He's got to push the limit. He's got to really find the nekuda that's you know, his problem and his nisayon and where he fails. He's got to really work. Since he has to really work on it, so therefore, once he does the tshuva, he ends up on a higher level than he was on when he left in the first place. And that's the idea of the hay. The hay means that when you come back in, you're in on a higher level than where you were when you left. Because you have to come in from the top. As I said, the term is verb. So he says, let's start from here. And by the way, yeah, let me just finish what he says, and I'll add something. So he says, if the Gemara says that there was a hey, hikshu ladrua bahai, lo mistayim also rotu bazeh, shashav b'tshuva, someone does tshuva, layaspik loy, it's not enough, she nigdar ba'ovay tigedar atzadikim, that he just watches himself the same way a tzadik does. Mipnei shatzadikim shalichotu gedar ma'at yaspik aleim, a little bit of a gedar works. Omrim ha'choyte shechota, but ha'choyte that sins is shav, and he does tshuva, layaspik lo gedar ma'at, he can't get away with a little bit of a gedar, a little bit of a protection around the sin. El tzach lahavdar atz mekam agdar mekashim, he's got to make himself strong fences. The little bit of a gedda that was there was destroyed already. If he gets near it, his yitzray will catch him. So he knows he's got to stay really far from the chet. Right? You have sometimes somebody I've had in my house, you know, former addicts. So an alcoholic. So he's over it. So he won't even take the little wine you give out by Kiddush. A little wine by Kiddush, what's this going to do to you? The answer is, it doesn't bother me. I could have the wine by Kiddush. The answer is, if you fell to the bottom, you now have such a shmira on yourself that you can't even get near that. And you know that. So in a way, he's more protected. He's not taking any risks. The Baal Teshuva is not taking risks. Right? He's cutting it off. He's got to stay very far from the chet. He doesn't come back through the ches. He goes up. He finds a little opening that's on the top of the hay. And he pains himself. Until eventually he can cover the holes. And this is the reasoning that where the Baal Teshuva stands is even higher than the tzaddik. They're not on the same level as the tzaddik. They have to protect themselves even more. They worked with al derech pesach elyon, and they worked very hard to protect themselves. They are now further than the from the chet than the tzaddik is. That's where they are. They are on the top of the hay, and the tzaddikim pepesach hay. They're somewhere in the hay. They could be even below. Now, by the way, just as an aside, this Gemara that the Ramchal, that the Tumim Tvar brings here, that b'mokum shabali tshuva imdim, ain't tzaddikim gemurim yichayim lamud boy. That seems to indicate that the Baal Teshuva is on a higher level than the tzaddik. The Rambam explains it a little differently. The Rambam says it's because that the Baal Teshuva tasted chet, and for him, it's also similar. Lefum tzara agra. He has more, it's more harder, it's harder for him to stay further away. I will say that the Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim and the Marsha in the Gemara and Brachas both say it's impossible that someone that didn't sin should be on a lower level than someone that did. Even if he did tshuva, doesn't make sense. He never sinned. There's nothing. You have a brand new shirt. It's going to be less clean than the guy that. Well, I went to the best laundromat ever. Who cares? This guy is clean. Doesn't make sense. This is the Marsha's kasha. This is the Mabit's kasha. It's an incredible shot. They say in a chalam, someone that never sinned. We're not talking about that guy. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about somebody that the Mabit says like this. He says that it's true. If someone doesn't have any challenge at all, maybe he's not as good as the guy that has challenges in the Jew. That's true. But you know who's on a higher level than all of them? Is the one that has challenges and he never succumbed to his Yetzirah to begin with. In other words, yeah, you have some people that are tzaddik, they're born a tzaddik, oh, he's in second grade, little tzaddikal, and whatever, right? But most people, he says, are not like that. Everyone has an Nisayim. You think that most, so I, you know, there was a Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich, in Bnei Brak, Rav David Pavarsky. Rav David, you know, Bal Musar, you know, from Kelm also. So he was a tremendous Bal Musar. So he had a chavrusa. It was well known in the Olam HaYeshiva. He had a chavrusa every day for 50 years from 4 a.m. till 7 a.m. in the yeshiva. 4 a.m. till 7 a.m. But it wasn't 4:01 and it wasn't 3:59. It was exactly 4 o'clock. That's how he did. You know you wanted to speak to Rav David when he was the most clear. He would wait at his house at 3:56. He would walk out of his house and then he would walk into yeshiva. That was like every day. So there was a guy that was in Miami about 8 years ago. And he stayed in my house, and he said that he was Rav David's chavrusa of the last 12 years of this chavrusa. The last 12 years of Rav David, he was his chavrusa. Not bad. So he said that Rav David told him, he says, people think, yeah, I'm a morning guy. I wake up early. He said, there was never a day in my life that it wasn't a challenge for me to get up. When I was young, the HR said, yeah, you're young. You're mutching yourself. Get up at 4 a.m. Calm down. You have your whole life ahead of you. You have to hop around these extra 2 hours. When I was old, yeah, you're old man. Rest. You need to call out. He said, I'm not a morning guy. I worked every day to make sure I did what I felt I had to do. Right? So Vesel Kim says, the guy that has the challenge and never succumbed to the HR, of course he's on a higher level than the Baal Teshuva. because he's also doing the same challenge that
he's fighting it all the time.
He's fighting it constantly. The Torah Dvar is saying is that the tzaddik that's like, you know, the guy that's floating, but never actually fell out of the bottom, but he's floating. That's not as high of a level as someone that fell out and challenged himself to go back up. But basically, Kim says, you could be on the top of the hay without falling out either. If every day you're challenging yourself, you know what? I never missed Minyan. But there's one guy that never came to Minyan for a year, and now he started coming. So why is he better than me? I have the same challenge, and the whole last year I fought myself to come. It's not like I'm a Minyan guy. I fought myself the whole year to make sure I came. So this guy that wakes up one day and says, I'm going to do tshuva, he's not higher than that, than the guy that fought. The guy that never had a havdalah to miss Minyan. All right, so maybe that's a different story. But the person that every day they're thinking about it and like, I'm going to push myself. I'm coming. This is what I do. And they train themselves and it's a challenge. And they don't succumb to it. They're on the same level. They're on a higher level. Because they never actually was toyim tam chet. They don't have that tumah of the chet. That's the basic what Kim says. I think it's a very nice, you know, point to add onto this. Now, so this is the Yoshuv Yerachameinu. Hashem, besides accepting our tshuva, he gives us extra rachmanos. V'yavzer Kodesh Baruch Hu Shminas Eilov. He doesn't just get you back to the level you were at when you started. Higher and higher than you were when you started. And this is the meaning of Yashuv Yerachameinu. She Yosef Rachman Yisrael. He adds on Rachman. He carves him Yosef, and he brings us closer and closer. So what's the lesson for us? So obviously, every time we talk about the Midas of Hashem, there's two points. One is the actual Midah and the Chizuk that we have from that, right? Wow, that's how Hashem treats us. That itself is a motivating factor. But then he says, you want to get that midah, you have to behave that way too. So what does that mean? So too a person has to be with his friends. Someone got into a fight with you, but they want to make up with you, and you're going to be tough. No. I don't want to have anything to do with you. If you see that your friend wants to make up with you, show him open arms, the Ava and love, the Yoyser, more than before. You know, it was easy to be friends with you before. It was easy to be friends before. Now that we had a little, now that you got under my skin, now that you bothered me, but I see that you really still want it, and you know that bothers me, you know you're going to be, now I'm going to be makarbi even more. V'yoymar harei hu li kebal tshuva, she'en tzadikim gmur mecholom amadeth, v'yikarveyu, Tachlis korva, Yishim makarvim, the greatest korva possible. Korva yoisa mimash, and makarv oisam, shem tzadik mwurim ima. More than your regular friends. Shalachatu ima ila. This guy that, you know, he did something, and now he's making it up. Don't bear a grudge. Don't hold it against him. Bring him back even more than you had him originally. And this is how you, by doing this, we will trigger this hanhaga of how Hashem will treat us in the tshuva process.
By acting this way, we activate
That's the yisoid of the sefer. The yisoid, the basic principle of sefer is that the more we act with the midas of Hashem, the more that activates the midah in the bria. That's why it's also connected to nefesh hachaim. It's a very nefesh hachaim type of concept where the way Hashem acts with us is triggered by our behavior. So therefore, the more we act in this midah, the more that midah is triggered in the world and specifically to us.
And if we're blocked and we're not acting in this way, then we're blocking Hashem from acting this way towards us.
Well, the midah exists, but
he's not gonna he's not likely to.
Look. We're sitting there the whole entire slichas. Hashem, the 13 midos. That's the main thing in the slichas. 13 midos, but Hashem wants to trigger them. We're asking him, besides saying it all day, do it. It's not enough to just get up there and say it. Actually, as a matter of fact, if you look in Rashi in Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu introduces the Yud Gimel Midos to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that Nisatef Elokim Betalis, and he says Kol Zman Sheim Oisim Keseder Hazeh.
Yeah.
It says Oisim Keseder Hazeh. They have to do it. They have to do the Midos, not just say the Midos. So that's what we're learning is the Pnimius of the Midah to really understand it. All right. Shkoyach, everybody.
Okay. Shalom. Thank you, Rabbi.
Good job. It's Adam. Good to see you back.
Good to be back. I missed this class. It's the best class in town.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Have a good job, everybody.